Good morning, folks. This is Rick. It's November 26th, 2014. Oh, about 8 o'clock in the morning, I think. And it's a nice sunny day. 18 degrees Fahrenheit. I'll let you guys in England figure that out yourself. I'm on my way out for breakfast. And I'm going to a little diner that's about 2 blocks from my house here. I'm just about there. It's called the Bent Spoon Bistro. But it's been in existence for as long as I can remember, and I'm kind of old guy. Good morning, Rich. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
Good. You got a place for me at the counter here?
Yep.
Kind of across from your griddle?
Right there is good.
Is that good? Hi, Amanda.
Yeah, right by Matt.
I don't bite.
Hi, Matt. You don't?
Yeah, he does.
Well, feed that man. I can sit right here. I'll sit a seat down from Matt because I'm a little afraid of him. Oh. Give me a hot chocolate, please. Okay, good. Just gonna take my jacket off and hang it on. Up here, right behind me. Ah. Okay, just a heads up, I got a recording going.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't mind, do you? Huh?
No, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah. I'm recording about classic American diners.
Oh, okay.
And this one was, do you know the history of this at all, Rich?
A little bit here and there.
Do you know when it was first built as a diner?
I know Jim's Hamburgers was around in the 50s. I'm
yeah,
not sure
I remember that, you know. Okay, it's got some classic diner decor, which is a stainless steel. You got stainless steel here, right, on the
center top.
Face of the counter. And around the stools.
Yes.
Yeah, and this is traditional. It's narrow. What's it by me, 12 feet across here?
Longer. There's 16 stools going around it.
Yeah, but I mean, from that wall to the back?
Oh, all the way across?
Yeah.
It's about 18 feet, I believe.
Is it 18 feet?
Yeah.
Okay. More than I thought. So,
it's got an old pressed tin ceiling.
Is it all really pressed tin? Okay,
yep.
Cool. And it's long and narrow. I don't know how far back it goes. But the counter, how long did you say the counter is?
Well, there's 16 stools.
16 stools,
there's,
okay. It's kind of like in a J shape, is it?
Yeah, it's an L.
An L, yeah, facing to the opposite direction. Good, it rounds there, though, right?
Four, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like a J. Well, it doesn't come back up again, but yeah.
There's four down the short side and then 12 stools down the long side.
Yeah, okay. So you come in the front door and you got this long kind of a counter on your left. And on the wall behind you, behind me right now, on the right side it would be, are hooks so you can hang up your jacket, which I just did. There's my hot chocolate. Good deal.
You're
going to have breakfast too, yeah. I'll have my Denver omelet with salsa. English muffin. That's not just English muffin bread, is it?
Sorry, it's around.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, would you call this Art Deco style?
I don't even know what Art Deco is.
Yeah, I think it's Art Deco.
So,
it was a style
I'm
popular.
So, that stuff, I don't. I look at things I like and I get it.
Maybe if you learned a little bit more about that, you wouldn't be working in a diner, Amanda. You'd be a teacher at the university or something.
think our deco's a little earlier than this.
Is it? Yeah.
Deco usually 20s, 30s style.
20s to the 40s, you know.
Yeah, I'd say it's more 50s.
But it's kind of characterized by rounded features and, I don't know, neon lights. Do you have any neon lights in here?
No, we don't.
Mm.
We need to get some, though.
Have you ever been to South Beach, Miami Beach, South Beach? You got a lot of Art Deco buildings and stuff down there. It's cool. Anyway, the history of diners goes back all the way to 1872, and they start off as lunch wagons. People come up and order from a window. And eventually they started having interior seating in them. And it wasn't until about 1925 that they started calling them diners.
Okay.
Instead of lunch wagons. But they were mostly prefabricated units. And so there were several companies that prefabricated these things. One was the Omani Company in New Jersey. And I think they said they manufactured about 2,000 of them. And one is actually located in England. So those people in England that might be listening to me, if you go to Swadlincote in Derbyshire, there's the 50s American Diner down there. But this one is in a storefront. This is not a prefabricated unit. So in front of me I've got Rich, and he's working on a griddle, probably working on my omelet, right, Rich?
Yes, sir.
So it's kind of fun. You sit here at the counter and you see them preparing your food right in front of you. I think some of the original diners, they were characterized by having some late hours, traditional American style foods. You're just open for breakfast and lunch, right?
Right now, it's all the time we're ready to cook, and then we'll be open for dinners.
Oh, okay. Well, you don't want me for a cook.
No. Can I get you anything else for now?
Nope, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, my omelet has arrived. Right in front of me here. This one covers the whole plate. I like to put salsa on top. Something we borrowed from the Mexicans. Okay, folks. Hope you're having an enjoyable day. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.